All right, finished. I want to leave some time for Brother Benjamin to say something. Brothers, I don't know how you feel. Actually, there's one point I forgot to put on here, and maybe in the next session there might be a little bit of time, but sorry to use up all the time. Okay.
Don't worry, I will not be long because I have another fellowship meeting at 6 o'clock. So, I just want to say this. Brother Tom earlier said he thought this kind of fellowship started 8 years ago. But I thought it was much earlier than 8 years ago. Because I still remember a number of years ago, something happened in this fellowship meeting. That was one brother, supposed to be one of the serving one, young people serving one, and he came. Don't guess who he was, and because we most of us have not seen him for many years. Especially, I have not seen him to come to any of the seven feasts for many years. So don't guess who he was. But anyway, he came. He shared something. Just tried to say there's really no need to have a young people's work. He used their experience to try to impress us that they have a kind of situation, very good, very healthy, that eventually all the families in the church took care of all the young ones. Therefore, they all graduated from the young people's work. I'm glad that in that particular meeting, Brother Minoru was there. And so he, in a very good way, in a with very good spirit, very good attitude, but he made it very clear he disagreed with what this brother said. And then Brother Minoru mentioned this, that you know, every work in the church life is to meet a particular need. If there's no such a need, there's no need to have such a work. Now, why do we need to have a young people's work? That is because when we talk about young people, that refers to the saints in junior high and high schoolers. And that period of time started when they were about 12 or 13 years old. In other words, enter into the teenage time. And you know, when a person reached the teenage time, their whole person will change. Not only the church kids, people, the young people outside of the church, they probably will change even more. Many times I heard my colleagues, my friends said, "Oh, you don't know, my children are so sweet and so nice, but once they reach 13 years age, they just change to a completely different person. The terrible 13 is much worse than the terrible 2. I think you all know this. Right? So, therefore, there's the particular need to meet this kind of special situation. In other words, why do we have different works in the church life? It is not that we try to make different compartments for different... No. It's because certain situations, certain need cannot be met by the general church meetings. Because all the church meetings are general. To give the sense the general supply, the general leading. But there was some specific need, then you need to have some specific work or meetings to meet this need. And so I still remember after Brother Minoru shared that, and I knew I was not the only one disagree with that brother, so he gave me the bonus. So I continued to say, we also have to see, on one hand, the teenage years are difficult years to the grown-up people, saints. But on the other hand, that is a great potential they have. We all know that we have three parts, spirit, soul, and body, and the soul has these three major functions, right? Mind, emotion, and the will. And the biggest part is mind. And this mind has a lot of function. It can, we know, we can think, we can plan things, analyze things. We also can understand things and also can remember things. All these are part of our mind. And the teenagers, they have some very precious potentials that we don't have. We're too late. We're already too old. One is they have good memory. Actually, the younger you are, the better memory you have. But with the elementary school students, even though they also have good memory, but they don't have good understanding, ability to understand, because their mind has not been trained to understand things. But because of the 6 years elementary school education, so by the time when they reach junior high, their mind has already been trained, so they can so the high schoolers, junior high, they can understand things much better than the children's meeting, the children in the elementary school. That's why Brother Lee paid much attention to the young people's work. So I think you all know in the year 1984, Brother Lee started to encourage all the churches to practice this, because according to his observation, in the whole world, almost every education system is about the same. That is, whether you have 3 years junior high, 3 years high school, or 2 years junior high, 4 years high school, usually from junior high to high school to graduate, you have 6 summers. Therefore, Brother Lee really urge us, don't waste these young ones 6 years. That is the best time we have. The Lord has entrusted them into our hand. They have the good memory. They also have the good understanding. Therefore, Brother Lee encouraged us to do the summer school of the truth using those 6 summers. I think you all know. The first year, we should share with them God's 4 salvation. That includes the judicial redemption and the organic salvation. Then the second year, it is trying God and Christ's person and the work. And so I think what Brother Tom said, and later maybe Ricky will say more, concerning Christ's humanity, that is related to Christ's person. Okay? And the third year is 2 spirits, the divine spirit and the human spirit. The 4th year is concerning life, the divine life and the human living. The 5th year is concerning the church, the universal church and the local churches. And the 6th year is the Bible, both the Old Testament and the New Testament. And so since 1984, Brother Lee encouraged to do this. Now it's how many years? Now it's already 26 years. So we are in our 4th rotation cycles, right? And so those of us who are involved in the summer school of the truth, we can all testify that those who went through summer school of the truth, that does not mean they become spiritual, but still they are different. They have a more solid spiritual foundation than those who did not go through the summer school of the truth. But don't think you just spend 2 weeks or 3 weeks, even 4 weeks. Originally, Brother Lee's idea was 6 weeks. I don't think many places try 6 weeks. I know one place did. And New York, we only try 5 weeks. And by the 5th week, we're all wiped out. The serving ones and the young ones, too much. So then eventually we had 2 intensified weeks, plus 2 weeks locally, we try to cover the other things. Now, what I'm trying to say is, don't think because we have 2 or 3 or 4 weeks summer school of the truth, we have fulfilled our responsibility. If you really want them to be equipped with the truth, you need to have the year-round, the 52 weeks, not just 2 or 4 weeks. In other words, year-round, we need to help them to digest, to practice, and to enter into all these truths. And also help them to have the way of life. So all these things, you need the whole year round care to them. In other words, our care is not just to keep them and don't get into drugs, don't get into other things. And just like Brother Tom said, it is not just defensive, you should not do this, you should not do that. And that would never work. But it's positively want to use this period of time and don't let them to waste their time, and also don't waste their ability, their talents. And so that is the best time in the whole life. The Lord has entrusted them into our hand. We need to use this opportunity to equip them, equip them concerning the truth, and also help them to start to have the experience of life. So this is why the young people's work is very important. Then, of course, related to this is concerning the gospel preaching. If they don't start to preach the gospel, don't expect when they get into college, they will become gospel preachers. No. So we don't have time to get into this too much. But I just wonder, I just had a feeling at the time when I was listening to Brother Tom's sharing, I really feel we just meet here once a year. It's not enough. It's not enough, really. If it is possible, I hope that in addition to this time, maybe we should have another time. And because really there's so many things we need to get into. And today, you may think, Tom has shared a lot, but concerning the whole young people's work, we all need to learn many other things. And so I don't know, I just wrote this, and whether you can consider, and just out of the 365 days, and whether we can find another day to have this kind of meeting. Now, we all know, and I agree with Tom, and also broadly speaking, 100%, that is, only the church is the container, the work, none of the work is the container. So therefore, we have to bring the young ones into the church life. I just mentioned this. For them into the church life, it's not just try to ask them to go to the big church meetings. Or, of course, they need to join some of the small groups. But the important thing is that you also need to encourage them to join the church services. Don't think that just go to all the meetings. Yeah, sometimes they need to, especially the Lord's Table meeting, they have to go to. But for them to have a feeling, for any new ones, for anyone to have a feeling, I belong to this church, you have to encourage them to serve. If they don't serve, they'll still consider themselves as just guests. And sometimes when I saw many of these faithful elderly saints, these elderly sisters with back problem, are still vacuum the floor and clean up the chair, I really feel very sorry. And then a whole group of young people were very healthy, very strong. This group of young people, they were just standing there planning how to go out, have an outing, and while the other elderly sisters were vacuum the floor and clean the chair. I really feel bad about that. So, I don't know. I think we should not be afraid of taking this kind of risk. I encourage them. Later we'll talk about the conscience. Will your conscience bother you when you see all these elderly saints serving the Lord faithfully, still doing this kind of hard work, and the you able bodies only planning how to have outings? Well, this is not what I said. Brother Lee also said this. Actually, if you just sweep the floor, that is just like playing golf. So you don't need to go to play golf. You can just help the people sweep the floor. So, and So you don't, there are a lot of services in the church you can really help. That is equivalent to playing basketball and all the other things. And I can assure you that way that they will have a sense really belong to this church because they have labored here, that they have served here. So I just mentioned these two things. Okay. Thank you.